Get educated, because there will be exponential opportunities if you're ready and you've built those relationships and you've got access to money. You've talked to potential partners, pre-frame them not to be fearful when the quote unquote blood's running in the streets, so that you can pounce when it happens. I mean, there's going to be big money made.
If you have over $200,000 sitting stagnant in your bank, retirement account, or home equity, then you're literally losing money. On this show, you learn how to get that money working for you consistently and conservatively. Learn to grow your nest egg with your host, Sean Winslow. Let's dive in.
Welcome back to another Multifamily Monday episode. I'm your host, Sean Winslow, and this is the Multifamily Money Podcast. We've got a great show for you today. The guest I'm about to interview is the godfather of multifamily investing podcasts. He's got, I think he told me in the episode, somewhere between 12 and 13 million downloads. Crazy. Been doing it for 5 or 6 years. So it's the number one downloaded multifamily investing podcast. He's invested in over 2,000 single family homes and currently has thousands of multifamily doors to his portfolio. We go into everything here, from how we built up that single family portfolio to losing it all, and then to building back up a multifamily portfolio, to mentorship and why it's so important, the state of the market, where he feels it's going, and how he thinks this may be the biggest opportunity in our lifetime when it comes to investing in multifamily and how we can make a lot of money and help a lot of lives. We also touch on that too, how giving is very important to Rod, as it is to me. As you all know, I've mentioned this many times. All right, but I don't want to waste a lot of time in this intro. This was a phenomenal episode with a ton of value. Talk a lot about mindset and how to get your mind right so you can crush your dreams. So let's just get into it, and let's welcome Rod Kleef to the show. What's going on, everyone? We've got a special guest today, and it's my absolute privilege. This is the godfather of multifamily investing podcasts. And little does he know, he's been a silent mentor to me, because I've been listening to his podcast probably years now, so three and a half. But without further ado, this is my absolute honor, Rod Kleef.
Oh, thank you, buddy. That's very kind of you to say that. Really made my day. I appreciate that very much. I'm really looking forward to having some fun with you today.
I know we're going to have some fun. You're going to bring the value. And first, I always start off with a good origin story, because everyone loves that. And I'm sure most listeners will probably already know it. And for those that don't, you're probably living under a rock if you're into multifamily and haven't heard of Rod. But if you wouldn't mind giving us the story.
You got it. I'll do it quickly so it's not too painful for those of you that have heard it before. So I'm an immigrant. I immigrated to this country when I was 6 years old with my brother Albert, my mother's Vancha. I was born in Holland, the Netherlands, wooden shoes and windmills and great cheese. And we ended up in Denver, Colorado, where, you know, I lived for 30 years. And when we first got there, we really struggled. In fact, we shopped at an expired food store, which was legal back then. We drank powdered milk in our cereal in the morning, which I promise you sounds better than it is. And I wore clothes, hand-me-down clothes from the Goodwill and the Salvation Army all the way through junior high school, till I finally lied about my age at Burger King so I could buy my own damn clothes. And again, I'm sure you've got listeners that had it harder than I did, or maybe have it harder now. I don't know. But I knew I wanted more. And luckily, I had a mom that had an incredible work ethic. So she babysat kids so we'd have enough money to eat. And she was an entrepreneur with her babysitting money. I mean, she invested in IPOs in the stock market successfully. And she also invested in real estate. And her first real estate acquisition was a house directly across the street from us that she bought when I was 14 for about $30,000. Then when I was 17, she told me she'd made $20,000, gone up in value $20,000 in her sleep. I'm like, what? You made $20,000, you didn't do a damn thing? I'm in real estate, mom. Screw college. I'm doing real estate. So I went out and I got my real estate broker's license while I was still in high school. I studied and I got my broker's license right when I turned 18, which you could do back then with education. Now they got smart and you need some experience before you have your own office and be a broker. But I was a broker. And so my first year in real estate, I made about $8,000. My second year, maybe $10,000. But my third year, I made over $100,000. So keep in mind, this is 42 years ago. It was 1980. So that was decent money back then. $100,000 was a lot of money back then, a lot more than it is now. And so what happened between year two and year three that caused me to 10X my income? Well, what happened was I was dating this girl and her dad taught me about the importance of mindset and psychology. I actually worked with him and he taught me that 80 to 90% of your success in anything is your mindset and your psychology. And you fast forward to today, I've owned over 2,000 houses that I've rented long-term in three states. I now own thousands of apartment units. And in 2006, my net worth went up $17 million while I slept. And you might be like, wow, because I was like, wow. And you do the math on that. It's $8,300 an hour over a 40-hour work week for the year. And of course, I did. And anybody that holds still long enough, I bragged about. And my ego got in the way and my head got so big, I could barely fit it through a door. I thought it was real estate God. And you know, when that happens, God of the universe will give you a nice little smack. Well, that was 2008. I lost $50 million in 2008 conservatively. And so what I'm known for talking about on my podcast, if you're not familiar with it, it's called Lifetime Cash Flow Through Real Estate Investing. What I'm known for is talking about mindset and psychology and interspersing that in with the technical, because it really is, frankly, the most important piece. You've got to take action with what you learn. You've got to know what it is you want and why you want it. You've got to be able to push through fear and limiting beliefs and or even get uncomfortable. The comfort zone's a warm place and we know nothing freaking grows there, right? So that's why mindset's so important, but happy to drill down on that to whatever degree you'd like, buddy.
Yeah, I'd love to, because mindset is huge. Not that my mindset's perfect, because it's far from that. But once I rounded the corner and really started to focus on that, that's when my career took off. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I read the book Mindset by Dr. Oh, wow, it's slipping. Anyways, it just changed from like a fixed mindset to a growth mindset. It just changed everything for me. So yeah, I'd love to know, Rod, where that drive comes from for you, because you've done some amazing things. You started off in a place where most people don't succeed from.
Right. Well, I will tell you, it's kind of interesting. I don't tell this quite as often. When I immigrated, I got thrown into school immediately, didn't speak English, and I discovered what bullies were for the first time and got my butt kicked regularly. I hadn't learned how to fight back yet. And then my mom, proud Dutch woman that she is, thought it'd be a great idea to send me to school in wooden shoes and those leather shorts the Germans wear for Oktoberfest, the Lederhosen. So I got my butt kicked again. Yeah. Then the bullies would chase me home and my mom thought it'd be a great idea to chase them off with a fly swatter helping me. And then, of course, the next day, butt kicking. So I really came up with this limiting belief that I wasn't good enough. In fact, I used to ask myself the question, how can I show them I'm good enough? And I'm going to, you asked me where'd it come from. That's initially where it came from. It's embarrassing to admit. It was a negative motivation. And I'll tell you later about an epiphany I had over all that when I succeeded in achieving a huge goal that I had. But the point is, I've studied personal development and motivation for decades. I spent 20 years following Tony Robbins around the planet. And I'm going to tell you that there's some really important pieces here. And right now, more than ever, they're important because we're heading into a recession. I mean, there's no question. Some people say it's going to be real bad. Some people say it's not going to be as bad. I'm middle of the road, but that's not something to fear. There's incredible opportunity that's coming. I was hiding under a rock in 2009. Otherwise, I'd be on the back of a yacht right now, okay? Because there was incredible opportunity and there will be again. This could be the biggest opportunity of our lifetimes in real estate moving forward. So I hope that if you're listening, you realize that. And now is the time to learn this business. And I'll tell you, I've got a boot camp coming up at the end of July. I'll tell you more about it later. But whether you learn from me or not, you need to learn the business right now if you're interested in doing this. Because if you're in the soup, in the midst of it, it's going to be too late. You need to learn it in advance and build relationships in advance so you can capitalize on it. But here's the thing. The first thing you've got to really get clear on is what it is you want and why you want it. If you come to one of my boot camps, like the first thing we do for the first hour and a half is goal setting on steroids. Because again, how are you going to get anything if you don't know what it is? You got to know what it is and with clarity. And you've got to create a burning desire. You know, Napoleon Hill talks about that in his book, Think and Grow Rich. You really got to want it because that's how you push through those limiting beliefs like I had that I wasn't good enough. And a lot of people have these limiting belief systems. I'm not good enough. I'm not smart enough. I'm not old enough. I'm not young enough. I don't have enough money. I don't have enough time, whatever. There's a reason the acronym for belief systems is BS because 99% of them are. But you've got to have that burning desire to push through those or to push through fear. A lot of people that are very successful in our business are very analytical. And an analytical person very often has to check off every single box before they take action. And very often they don't take action. They get caught up in analysis paralysis. And it's really just fear, but you've got to be able to push through that. And again, the burning desire helps with that. And same with getting uncomfortable. So you've got to be very, very clear on what you want and why you want it. And then really you have to make a decision. And the Latin root for the word decision means to cut off. If you're going to attack the island in battle, you're burning your ships because you're taking their damn ships home. That's a freaking decision. It's done. It's not a toe in the water. It's not a 1 foot in, 1 foot out. You are committed. You're like a train on a track. Now, if you're not committed, you're going to get knocked off track. And so it's really important that you make that decision and then own 100% responsibility for your life and everything that you do. And then once you've made that decision, And just interrupt me anytime here, because I can keep going for an hour on this topic. But once you've made that decision, you've got to take that first step. And like in our business, as you know, Sean, it's the law of the first deal. It's the hardest. It's the most scary. It takes the longest. I see it with my students all the time. It might be 6 months. It might be 8 months. They haven't got a deal yet. And they're moaning and stuff. And then they get one. Next thing you know, they have five. I'm like, what the hell just happened? You didn't even have a deal. But anyways, it's super important. And you've got to take that first step as well, especially those of you that are analytical. You take that first step in faith and the next step will be revealed. Actually, that's a quote from Dr. Martin Luther King. And so Lao Tzu said, a journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. But you got to take that step. Sometimes it can be the biggest step in your life, but you've got to push through fear to take it. I remember when I really started buying houses and making a lot of money that I mentioned in 1980, I started knocking on doors of people who were in foreclosure. And I'm going to tell you, that first house or two that I knocked on took some real oomph. I was helping these people, but it was scary. These are people losing their house and stuff. And it's just important that you recognize you got to take that first step and you don't have to see the whole path. Like you can drive all the way across the United States at night, only seeing 40 feet in front of you, and you know you'll make it. You know other people have made it before you. You may have some obstacles, but it's the same way with your goals. It's the same way with this business. And so the key is, this life is not a dress rehearsal. And you don't want to end up with any regrets. There was this nurse in Australia that I talk about when I'm talking about goals that was a hospice nurse. And so she would take care of patients when they were about to die. And in fact, I did a little clip on social media about this. I saw this beautiful cemetery, actually, when I was in St. Bart's this last week. Beautiful flowers everywhere. And so I said, told my wife, I'm going to stop and do a little clip. And I talked about Bronnie Ware, who was this hospice nurse who counseled patients at the end of their life. And she asked him a question, Sean. And the question was, do you have any regrets? And she even wrote a book about it. It's called The Five Regrets of Dying. The number one regret was not living the life I could have lived. I'm not doing what I know I'm capable of. I can't even imagine anything worse than that. So if you're out there fearing failure, I'm going to tell you, fear regret much worse. And candidly, we fail our way to success. I call them seminars. That was a $50 million seminar. See, in my life so far, I've built 27 businesses. I was amazed when I counted them about a year ago. I was like, holy shit, it's 27. Wow. Most, you know, several worth tens of millions of dollars. Most spectacular flaming seminars, but we fail our way to success. I was in a mastermind a couple of years ago and I got to meet the billionaire owner of Spanx, Sarah Blakely, you know, the women's undergarments that hold it all together. She started with 5,000 and I think she just sold it for several billion, but she told me that her dad used to ask her and her brother once a week, what have you failed at this week? And I thought, what an awesome freaking question.
That is a great question.
Yeah, to ask your kids. But anyway, I can stop for a minute. If you've got a question to ask her, I'll keep going.
Rod, I feel like you're speaking directly to me. You're talking about limiting beliefs. I had those. I thought I needed more money, needed more experience before I started this business. And then I burnt my bridges in a good way, like cut off, right? I had to get out of finance. I was licensed under FINRA, had to cut those bridges off. I did that. Feels like you're just speaking to me. And I think that's so true, that you just got to take the first step. It's going to be uncomfortable at first, but once you get to the 1,000th, you're not going to even be thinking about it. What I really want to hit on now is, why multifamily? Because you were talking about doing single family houses, over 2,000 of them. Why multifamily, and why you think we should continue on multifamily even in the state of affairs today?
Let me tell my story on that. So the reason I crashed and burned in 2008-9 is I had 800 houses along the Gulf Coast of Florida. And I live in Sarasota, and these houses were 2 hours north of me, 2 hours south of me, and everywhere in between. Okay. And I had several apartment complexes back then as well. And people are like, yeah, you were over leveraged. I get that hate on social media. I'm like, no, I was at a 30% loan to value. Okay. And I still crashed and burned. And here's why. So those 800 houses were C-class houses. Okay. So there's A, B, C, and D class. D is the hood. Okay. These were C-class, working class houses. They're older houses. And because of that, demographic is tougher on them. There's a lot more maintenance. So I'll circle back to that in a second. Also, Florida has no state income tax. So property taxes here are higher proportionally, which impact what? Cash flow, right? I had properties in wind and flood zones that had higher insurance. Impact what? Cash flow. But what really killed me was that maintenance. So if I had to send someone to one of my apartment complexes, everything's the same there. The plumbing parts, HVAC, the electrical, the locks, the appliances, they're all the same. So you could stockpile parts and they can be in and out in an hour. Well, if I had to send someone to one of my houses, every house is different. That could be an hour, hour and a half away one way. They'd have to go see what's wrong. Then they'd have to go find a Home Depot or a Lowe's where we have an account and come back. And I don't know about you, Sean, but anytime Rod tries to fix something, he ends up going to Home Depot more than once. And so, and the same thing happens with maintenance guys. And so what took an hour at one of my apartment complexes took all day at one of my 800 houses. And there was a ton of that. So that was the big one. But then the final straw was I didn't pay attention to demographics back then. I didn't pay attention to where people worked. As long as they had a good job, decent credit, paid a deposit, I let them rent from me. Well, what I came to realize was many, many of these tenants were jobbers. They were contractors, plumbers, electricians, drywallers, painters, roofers, and then the rest, a lot of the rest were retail. And all that fell off a freaking cliff in 2008-09. So they didn't have work. And so they couldn't pay the rent. And then what's really interesting is my portfolio actually went upside down. It dropped more than 70%. And that's how hard it hit here in Florida, but in where I am in Florida. But here's what happened. But what I noticed was my multifamily did just fine through that. If I hadn't cross-collateralized my apartment buildings with packages of houses to save a 0.5% interest, 50 basis points, I would still have those apartment complexes. And so I'm like, holy cow, you know, my apartments did okay through this massive crash, pulled back about 11% from my portfolio. And I think that was actually what it was nationwide historically. The average is about 11%. But the bottom line is, it would have survived. And so I started my podcast 6 years ago, and I used to tell people, it's kind of funny, because I wanted to get the message out there. If you're going to buy and hold, for God's sakes, do multifamily, don't do single family. It's just so much safer, easier to scale, so on and so forth, logistically easier and all of that. Raise money for it, easier to force appreciation, which you can't do in single family because you're locked into whatever the comps are selling for. And so I started my podcast, and I used to tell people in the early episodes, if you listen to early episodes, I say, I'll never sell you anything. I just want to add value to you. And that was the truth. I used to take free phone calls from my listeners, took hundreds of phone calls from my listeners, and I had nothing to sell. I just want to add value. And if I could add some advice, and I really enjoyed it. But bottom line, and now, of course, I'm a liar because I have boot camps and students. I've got about 1,000 coaching students around the country. And let me brag about something. My coaching students now, I don't know if I said this already, now own somewhere between 60 and 70,000 doors.
That's crazy.
And yeah. And I've only been teaching a little over 4 years. So I'm super proud of that. And in fact, next to my kids, most proud of that. And
over 10,000 a year, almost 20,000 doors a year.
Yeah, it's more than 20,000 a year because, like I said, I've been teaching maybe 4.5 years.
Okay.
But the bottom line is there's something to be said for that at will. I want to talk about peer group because they're called my warriors. But let me talk about my boot camp. Can I throw my boot camp
in here, of course,
real quick? So I've got a 3-day boot camp coming up the end of July. Okay. It's not a sales pitch. Okay. It's 3 freaking days of training. I mean, I go through every aspect of the business, picking a market, evaluating that market, finding deals. Tons of ways to find deals, how to evaluate those deals, how to underwrite them, how to finance them, how to syndicate, how to joint venture, you know, how to raise all the money you need for your deals, even how to property manage. And because I'm about mindset and the people that I work with take action with what they learn, we're going to spend time on that. You come to my bootcamp, you will laugh, you will cry. I'm just going to tell you, it's not your typical real estate seminar by any stretch of the imagination, but people take action when they leave. Okay. And so, and you can come for $197. If you, and I'll tell you how to do that. The price will be priced $700 eventually. Let me tell you how you can come for $197. And again, no big sales pitch. I talk about my coaching for maybe 30 minutes. The rest of the thing is all training. But anyway, if you text my name, Rod, to 72345, Rod to 72345, and then use the code RODFRIEND, not only will you get the $197, you'll also get my Deal Evaluator software, which is awesome, with training videos, very user-friendly, so you can analyze deals. And you'll get my document library. Hell, those two things alone are worth 10 times the $197. You'll get those instantly. But again, so text Rod to 72345, or you can go to rodindenver.com. Text Rod, and but remember the code RODFRIEND is one word to get that price. And if you have any trouble, just DM me on any social channel. If the price has gone up and you can't figure it out, just DM me and I'll hook you up.
Well, that's great. And to the listeners, I would say I know people who have gone to Rod's event. I haven't yet, but I know that'll change.
You're welcome to come as my guest. Please come as my guest, brother.
Just
reach out after the show here and we'll set you up.
All right. I appreciate that. I know people who have gone and I hear nothing but great things.
Yeah.
So if you're thinking about getting in this business, or even if you are in this business and want to, you know, expand your network, I'd highly recommend going to this.
More money gets made outside that room than in the room. I remember my LA boot camp, you know, we had, I don't know, 700 people, and it seemed like there were more people outside networking in groups of four or five. It gave me goosebumps. It was so amazing. And the guys, you know, if you're listening to this show and in my show, that this business is a team sport. Your network is your net worth. And so it's critical that you're building these relationships, which is why these live events are so good. I don't care if it's mine, but you need to be going to these and networking. You know, my most successful warriors, my coaching students are the ones that are most connected in the group. Most of those 60 to 70,000 doors were done between warriors because group dynamic as well. And I want to talk about that actually, because as you're going through this recession, there's going to be a lot of fear. Now, there's going to be a lot of stress, which is just what achievers call fear. And who you hang out with is going to be critical. Okay. Your peer group is critical. Most people default to peers that they work with or they went to school with. That can be a mistake because you want to be around people that think what you think is hard is easy. Okay. Like I started a multifamily mastermind. It's called the Multifamily Boardroom. And there's about somewhere in the $14 to $16 billion range of assets represented by the members. In fact, we're meeting next week in Houston for one of our three events a year. And I formed that thing because I want to be around people that think what I think is hard is easy. Okay. And guys in there with 100,000 doors and 20,000 doors and tons with 5 and 10,000 doors. So I want to be around that, right? Your peer group is so important. It's so easy to be around people that are fearful and their fear or their jealousy or their fear of losing you or their fear of feeling less than if you succeed can really hamper your success. And I'm telling you, you show me your three best friends, I'll show you who you are. Okay. If not just professionally and financially, but even your happiness and your health. So you want to be around people that lift you up and people that want more out of life and people that will push you and hold you accountable. And I remember when I was losing everything, I was in Tony Robbins' Platinum Partnership. It's a mastermind, very expensive mastermind. And I was around people that were thriving through the crash. They're like, oh, 50 million, get up, you big puss, go get back up and get back to work. And that's what you want around you, right? When that stuff's happening like that. And you want to be around people, like I say, that have done it. And that's why the boot camp is so effective. There'll be dozens of successful operators there as well. But the point is, get around those people, go to meetup groups. And I mean, if you play tennis, do you want to play somebody that's better than you or someone that's worse than you, right? It's the same thing with this business. And so, and again, people will hold you back. And sometimes those naysayers are family. So I would tell you, love your family, but be very proactive in who you choose to allow to influence you and who you hang out with. So that's a really critical piece. And then one other thing, if you humor me for just another minute, yeah. Sean, is focus is super critical. And if you're listening to Sean, you're a leader. And I'm going to tell you, with what's coming, the world is really going to need leaders. We won't even talk about the political nightmare right now. But the point is, the world needs leaders. And so as a leader, you really need to pay attention to your focus. And the most successful people on the planet are the ones that have the most, you know, the best focus. Frankly, incredible focus equals incredible success. And so right now, stand guard at your mind. Don't get me started on the fake news. You've got to make sure you're, you know, the news isn't there to inform, startle and scare the hell out of us by design. And a lot of it's complete crap. It's politically motivated. Just be careful what you bring in because whatever you focus on is going to get larger, both positive or negative. And I get sucked into it too. Don't get me wrong. I'll go on TikTok. I'll make the mistake of looking at a couple of political related stuff. And then that's all I get in my feed. And you get sucked in, you get angry. And you got to be real careful with that because again, whatever you focus on gets larger, positive or negative. And it's like, for example, they asked Mother Teresa when she was alive if she was anti-war. She said, no, I'm pro-peace. I mean, it's kind of the same thing, but you get my point. And I'll get people to call me and say, trying to get out of student loan debt. And I'm like, wrong statement. Focus on making so much money, the debt's irrelevant. Okay. And I know it's kind of the same thing, but it's not. And so I will tell you, you know, I get excited because my podcast is at 13 million downloads. And I listen to a podcast by a guy named Tim Ferriss. And I also listen to Joe Rogan. They're both great and different perspectives politically. Yep. Tim Ferriss deconstructs the best of the best in the world. Okay. So the best athletes like Michael Phelps, actors like Arnold Schwarzenegger, Ed Norton, Hugh Jackman, Jamie Foxx, billionaires like Ray Dalio. And he deconstructs that success. And I started to hear a pattern in a lot of them. A lot of them meditate. What does meditation enhance? Focus, right? So listen, stand guard at your mind, enhance your focus, keep out the bad stuff. By the way, if you haven't listened to my podcast, I do a clip every week called Own Your Power. And that's what it's about, owning your power. This week was about the power of setbacks. No, it was objections. This week is the power of objections. obstacles. Forgive me. I knew it started with an O. It was obstacles, the power of obstacles and how you grow from obstacles. But if there's music with them, they're 5 minutes each. There's hundreds of them on the show. If you want to get juiced, you give me 5 minutes a week, I will freaking juice you. So my podcast is called Lifetime Cashflow Through Real Estate Investing. I hope you'll check it out, even if it's just to listen to those clips, because like I said, I'm very, very proud of them. But again, your mindset and your ability to stay positive and focused on what you don't want is critical through what's coming. But again, we are looking at an incredible opportunity in this business if you're ready to capitalize on it. So get educated right now, whether it's my bootcamp or not, get educated, because there will be exponential opportunities if you're ready and you've built those relationships and you've got access to money, you've talked to potential partners, pre-frame them not to be fearful when the quote unquote blood's running in the streets so that you can pounce when it happens. I mean, there's going to be big money made. So,
Rod, let's talk about those opportunities. Where do you see it going and how can people capitalize on that?
Well, listen, I mean, we were about ready to sign a contract at $44 million on an asset and the interest rate bump happened. And then literally we got the price down to 38 and we still backed out. Okay. So there is going to be big price adjustments. And now you still need to be careful because debt is very, very dangerous right now. It's all bridge debt. You need to make sure you're stress testing these deals. You need to make sure the rate you're putting in for your refinance is not aggressive. It's conservative. We even stress tested at 8% on a deal we just put under contract, 138 doors in Arkansas, and it still worked. And so just want to be careful. Make sure you've got operating reserves and whatnot. 6 months worth of operating reserves is what we do. And look at what your break even is. You be conservative, not aggressive right now. We've seen some of these deals close that are going to go back and we're going to get them. I mean, we're going to be ready to jump. I'm in a lot of cash right now. It's killing me because it's going down every freaking day, but cash is king in a contraction. Right. But there will be deals that'll go back. There'll be deals that go into receivership and there'll be opportunities to pick these things up very reasonably. People that got bridge debt that just didn't pay attention and were too aggressive. And so I know there's going to be opportunity and all the way down the line from 20 units on up to hundreds. So like I said, but if you're in the midst of it and you're trying to learn this business, it's going to be too late. So $197 to come spend 3 days with me. It's kind of a no-brainer. And Denver is United's hub. You can fly there nonstop from anywhere in the country. So kind of a no-brainer. It's going to be more about the time than anything else. But, and if you come, by the way, if you come to my bootcamp and you don't love the event, I don't mean like it. I mean, freaking love it. I'll give you your money back. Just let me know. Never happened, but you know, there's always a first time. But in fact, if you go to Rod in Denver and go to the bottom of that website, you'll see hundreds of unsolicited testimonials from people that came. And it's a lot of fun. I mean, we play music. It's a lot of fun. It's not your typical, you'll laugh, you'll cry, I promise you, and you'll get tremendous value and you'll be pumped and you'll have the knowledge you need to go out there and actually take action. So really proud of it. Yeah.
Sign me up.
Yeah.
Sign me up for those opportunities that are coming down the road too.
That's right. Well, you know, they are. Yeah. I mean, the head of Fannie Mae says we're heading into a recession. Who was it? Jamie Dimon. One of them just said that's looking like a hurricane.
It was Jamie Dimon. Yeah.
Said hurricane. That was the word he used. It could be this Sandy. What did he say? I forgot. He equated it to a mild one or a serious one. But the fact that he even said that is like, holy cow. Okay. So these are much smarter guys than we are that have been around a while and they understand finance and whatnot. And
right. And you got Michael Burry, the guy who predicted 2008. He's saying it too. There's a lot out there.
Yeah, it's coming. It's coming. And again, not something to fear, just to be ready for, to capitalize on, for God's sakes. You know, I got crushed under the last wave. I'm surfing this damn wave.
I hope I'm right there with you.
Yeah, I'm sure you will be, buddy.
It's awesome to have you, Rod. I know the listeners are getting a lot out of this one. And
thank you.
I want to talk about something that's important to me, the mandate of our business to give back.
I know where you're going. Let me tell a story. And then let me just tell a story. All right. So like I said, you come to my bootcamp, the first thing we do is goals. But an important part of goals is the story I'm going to tell you. Okay. So I grew up in Denver, but I always knew I wanted to live on the beach. And there's no beach in Denver, obviously. And so I would visualize the palm trees and the sand and the surf and the waves. And of course, bikinis. I'm a guy. I just love the beach. But anyway, so 20 years later, I built this $8 million, 10,000 square foot mansion on the beach. I had the beach on one side. I had my boats on the backside. It was a Gulf to Bay. It's called, this house was spectacular. I mean, giant spiral staircase up through the middle of the house, a wine cellar, elevator, pool was in magazines. You had to walk through this giant waterfall that went from the second floor balcony into the pool to get into the pool. The second floor had fish tanks that went around the aquariums that went around the spiral staircase. That cost me almost $200,000. This gives you an idea of the house. Well, 2 months after I moved in. So I worked for this thing for 20 freaking years. 2 months after I moved in, I'm floating in the pool at night. Pool's changing colors. It's got fiber optic lighting. And I'm looking up at this testament to my ego, which is really what it was. It was to prove the world I was good enough. That's the truth of it. And I got depressed. And I don't mean just a little depressed. I mean, I was really bummed. I'm like, what the hell? I've just achieved success like times a thousand. I've got my beautiful family inside sleeping. I've got the Maserati, the two Mercedes, the jet skis, the boat, and all the toys and stuff. How could I be depressed? I've got this amazing mansion. When I look back on it, there were several things happening. The first thing relates to goals, is you should never achieve a big goal without having other goals lined up behind it. Like the good book says, you need a vision for the future. That without a vision, the people perish. I didn't know what I was going to do next. So that was one component. Second component is it's never about the goals. You know, they say the happiest days of a boat owner's life are the day they buy the boat and the day they sell the boat, right? But you need the goals to create that burning desire, which is why that's the first thing we do at my boot camp. You got to get that desire going so you can push through that fear, but you do need them. But it's about progress and growth. Happiness comes from progress and growth. And so it's really about who you become on your path to those goals. But then the biggest thing that was going on was I'd been totally focused on me. Rod, rod, rod. Show the world I'm good enough. Show the world I matter. And that's the year I came across Tony Robbins. And I went and saw him live. And I found out that he fed families for the holidays. And by the way, if you have an opportunity to see him, just do it before he stops speaking. He's that good. That's why I spent 20 years following him around the planet. But I found out he fed families for the holidays. He had done millions, tens of millions. And I'm like, you know, what a concept. Do something for someone else. I'm embarrassed to say I had to be 40 to get that memo. But
better late than never.
Yeah, that's it. And I went home and I was going to go see my brother and my family in Denver for Thanksgiving. I called my brother and I said, let's feed five families for Thanksgiving. So he went to his church and found five families that really needed help. Third one changed my life. It was this woman with five kids. She lived in this, wasn't even a one bedroom, was a crappy one bedroom because you had to walk through the bedroom to get to the kitchen. And so we bought baskets of food, frozen turkey, toys for the kids. And we get to this house and we put all the stuff on the porch and ring the doorbell. And the woman sees all this and she starts crying. Her kids come out, the older ones start crying and I start crying and I'm freaking hooked. And Sean, I'm blessed to say that in the last 22 years, we fed somewhere between 120,000 and 130,000 kids wow. for the holidays. We've done tens of thousands of backpacks filled with school supplies. Please know I'm not bragging. There's a real message in this.
This is something you can brag about though, Rod. It's amazing.
There's a message here and it's an important one. So we've done those backpacks filled with school supplies, tens of thousands of teddy bears for officers to keep in their vehicles that we give to the police departments. If they encounter a child that's been traumatized, they can comfort the child. And here's why this is important. Because we've been taught to achieve to be happy. Like we can't be happy until we've achieved. Okay. Tony Robbins calls this dynamic the science of achievement versus the art of fulfillment. Achievement really is a science. If you want to learn multifamily, for God's sake, come spend 3 days with me. You're done. You'll get the blueprint. You just got to go do it. Okay. It's a science, but fulfillment is an art. Okay. And you've got to figure out what juices you and bring it into your life. And see, if you're bringing fulfillment in your life, instead of achieving to be happy, you're happily achieving. Okay. And I know that's a play on words, but it's an important one. And so for me, it's kids. That's what makes me happy and juices me. For other people, you know, maybe it's the elderly, maybe it's the environment, maybe it's animals, whatever it is. I don't care if you've got blood dripping from your teeth listening to Sean's podcast. You want this so freaking bad. Figure out how to give back right now. Don't wait and say, I'll do it when I have money. No, do it right now. Why? Because you get the money faster. Okay, but that's not why you do it. You do it because you'll be happier. You'll be fulfilled. And again, I'm embarrassed to be 40 to get that memo, but you don't have to suffer through what I suffered through. And so figure out how to give back right now. And sorry, I stole your intro to that. I wanted to get right into it. And I know you'd give back as well. And I can tell you, I've got students literally today. I just got the email in my warrior program. They know that this is our mindset. Many of them give back in a big way. And these guys just raised $175,000. They're hiking 170 miles. They started today. Several of my warriors started today. I've had warriors that have built schools in India, several built orphanages. I mean, I could go on and on. And contribution is a basic human need. Anything in this universe that doesn't contribute, frankly, gets eliminated. Okay. But it's a basic human need. It's an underused one, unfortunately, in many cases. But it's funny when I interview people, sometimes very wealthy people on my podcast, I can see if they're like I was back then, where they're totally focused on themselves and for success. And I feel sad for them because they're truly not successful.
They're probably not happy.
They're not happy for sure. And so, yeah, anyway, I'll stop babbling.
No, I agree. To me, happiness comes from the journey, right? And having a journey full of purpose. And to me, purpose is being able to leave this place a better place than when I came into it. So that's what I focus on. And to me, the best avenue to get there is multifamily. It just so happens. And
same here. Back. Yeah. So listen, if you can't make my boot camp, I did the goal setting workshop professionally with music, with a guide you can download on January 1st this year. If you go to rodslinks.com, if you can remember that, at the bottom is my goal setting workshop, the video and the guide you download, and you know, grab your spouse and do it. Trust me, people spend more time planning a freaking birthday party than they do designing their lives. This is designing your life. Bring your kids in. If they're at least 10 or 11 years old or older, I will help juice them too. And give yourself that gift. It's so powerful if you're clear on what you want. Have you and your spouse sit there and do it and then compare notes. See if you're headed the same direction, right? And so again, that's rodslinks.com for that. But I was going to go somewhere with that and I completely forgot. But anyway, if you can come to my boot camp, just do. You'll be so glad you did. I promise.
Yeah, you should do it. And yeah, the first time I did goal setting changed everything. Not only does it give you a clear path, but if you have any team members, partners, it gives them clear path too. So you're all on the same page.
Yep.
And it changes everything. So if you can't make his event, definitely go give that a listen.
Yep.
But Rod, this has been an absolute honor.
Oh, thanks, buddy. That's kind
of... I remember when I started listening to you and my eyes, you know, opened on what I could potentially achieve. And yeah, I just want to thank you for that personally. And I know you've given value already to listeners on this show. But before I let you go, I just want to, you know, ask you, I like giving actionable items, actionable steps to listeners. So if there's one thing, maybe someone who's early on in their career, one thing that they could do to kind of get them on the trajectory to achieve their goals, what would that be?
Got it. Well, we just talked about it. Honestly, you've got to build that desire, because you've got to be able to push through that fear and those limiting beliefs and get uncomfortable. And so you've got to do the goals. So do my goal setting session. If you can't come to my boot camp, if you can come to my boot camp, it's so much better live, and you'll be so freaking juiced. You'll be coming out of your skin when you leave. But the point is, you've got to start there. And then you've got to visualize, you've got to get pictures of your goals. Okay. Manifest them. I show this planner, a paper planner. I'm a dinosaur. I still use paper planner. But in the back of this thing are pictures that have been here 20 years. Oh, my first pictures are my kids, because I start with gratitude pictures, because gratitude is how you get everything you want in life, through prayer, through manifesting, visualizing. You do it through gratitude. So I've got my gratitude pictures. But then I've got pictures of the things that I wanted. That picture on top looks just like that house I built on the beach. You know, 10-foot high glass like that, travertine floors, before I ever built it. And these pictures are in plastic. For those of you who can't see this, they're in plastic in the back of my planner. And so I look at them. These bottom pictures, you can see the white walls in those bottom pictures. I lost that house on the beach and all the craziness. And now I live in a compound. I've got 6 buildings. I've got a big main house. I've got a 2-bedroom guest house that's right on the water. I've got a media building with an exercise facility and a theater room and a video studio for my virtual events and so on and so forth. And this is my backyard. See the white wall there? It's the same damn wall that's in amazing. These pictures. It's crazy. And then, you know, stupid stuff. I've got a few $100,000 worth of watches. None of this stuff may interest you, but replace it with what does. You know, and then I had a Lamborghini, which I thought was important, the Rolls Royce, the Bentley, all the stuff that I got that I had pictures of. And again, that I thought was important at one time. I don't anymore, but replace that with what you want. Get pictures, put them around you. If you could see the pictures on the wall in here, you'd see things that interest me. Now I have vision boards. I'll sit in the morning and I'll just sit in the recliner behind me here, behind my green screen, and I'll just do gratitude. I'll be grateful for my supermodel, beautiful wife. I mean, she's more beautiful on the inside than the outside, but she's spectacularly beautiful on the outside. You know, I'll be grateful for my kids, my coaching students, my foundation. And then I'll just do gratitude. I know I'm going to lose some of you foofy. You're going to think this is foofy, but I'll lose some of you analytical ones. But I'll do gratitude for things that I want if I already have them. Because it freaking works, okay? And sometimes I'll get emotional being grateful for things I don't even have yet. Why? Because it works. I can do that process in like 3 minutes, man. And that's how you get this stuff. Call it prayer, whatever you want. But that's how it works. And so this is how I had $50 million to lose and how I got back to the success that I'm blessed to have today. So I hope that helped.
No, that's amazing. It all comes back to what's between the ears, right?
Yeah.
And focusing on that. But Rod, thank you so much for your time today. I know you're a busy guy. Really Thanks. Appreciate it. So thank you.
No, it's great to see you. Thanks, Sean.
All right, everybody. Thanks for tuning in as always. And as always, your dreams are not going to make themselves. You got to get out there and do it. So get after it, and we'll catch you on the next one. Thanks.
Hey, this is Sean Winslow. After being in the financial service industry for years and having candid conversations with good people just like you, I realized that so many of us are wanting an investment strategy that provides solid returns and consistent income without the bumps in the road. There's little known secret that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. There is investment out there that is less volatile and the returns are stronger. Get more details by going to greenbriercg.com and clicking on the free e-report. And by the way, if this show has provided you any value, then feel free to leave an honest written review and, of course, share it with a friend who needs it. See you next week for another great show.